Eskimo.
Hey Kimo, how's it going? Rick here?
It's good.
Yeah, Mike with Off and Mazer?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How about you?
Well, just have a sore throat today, but trying to hang in there.
Yeah.
I just got informed today. Billy mentioned that I thought we, according to the last welcome call we had, we kind of started off on the right foot, and then suddenly today, Billy mentioned that there's a concerning text message from your side, and I thought let's not waste time and get on a call and see what's going on.
So I received this game specification document, which is kind of the you probably haven't seen it,
I have.
but
I did. I have it open right now.
there's really not much more meat than what in this initial engagement agreement and attachments in that
Right.
one.
So does it
So I don't
not
really know
cover
what's the purpose of it.
Right. Does it not cover everything that was in the engagement contract, or do you feel that it doesn't offer anything more than, what we've already discussed?
Well, to me, it really doesn't. There is some confusing things that I will need to walk through, like, but in the objective, there is no flipping, then matching or choosing the right pieces. Well, that's not what it's about. But then later on, there is something that implies that it is understood that it's just a area that needs to be covered completely with the puzzle pieces to signify the completion of the puzzle. But then it talks about validation there, and I don't see that that's needed. So,
Validation, let me
yeah, so like
insert.
a validation there, 2.6.5. But once the area is completed, then it's done, yeah, it just calls out specifically confetti that is like used everywhere. And there's no submittal required if it's in playing some specific pattern. If it's in the freestyle mode, yeah, then you submit it when you think it's ready.
Okay, so let's
But
do this. While I have you on the call today, let us try and fix this document, because really this document is really meant to organize whatever we've discussed so far according to how the game developers need it, right? So when we were starting out, we had we put everything together that was understood between you and me, but it needs to be structured according to how the developers want to see it, and how a game development document format should actually look like. But if something is missing in there, then that is of course alarming, and we need to look at it together. So why don't we take this time, and if you had the document open right now, can you pull that up?
Okay, I have it.
Okay, perfect. So starting out from the technology stack and everything, I think that should be clear. Is there anything that you'd like to on the introduction part, do you need to fix something?
Well, there's objectives by choosing the right solve puzzle by choosing the right pieces. Well, there's no wrong pieces to choose, so I don't understand it.
Well, yeah, you're
All
not making the right. Okay, now I see what you're saying. So, it really is about, making the right puzzle combination, and not rather choosing the right pieces. So you're right. Technically speaking, yes, you're right. And I think it's about creating the right combination of the puzzle rather than choosing the right pieces, right?
Yeah, they just need to fit all the pieces into the pattern, and
Right,
if
create.
it fits, that's done.
Correct,
And
right.
there's so many multiple different ways to solve it. Like I was just talking to one person, and I told him that I don't think I have solved this puzzle the same way twice. So it's really just about the fitting the parts in the outline and completing the area.
Right, so when you say that, you know, there's many different ways to solve one puzzle, you actually mean that, you know, as long as the shape that the puzzle creator has created correctly, you know, if that's, you know, the creator creates a shape, and then the person who's solving it, as long as they create that same shape in whatever sequence, you know, whatever pieces they place to create that same sequence, as long as that is the shape is correct, the puzzle is solved, right?
That's
Is that
correct.
what you mean when you say, you know, there's many different ways to solve the same puzzle?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yes, so that is understood, but I'll, you know, we'll make it more clear in the document.
Yeah, like that math playground, their puzzle was very restrictive. It had to be solved exactly like somebody had imagined it. And even if you solved it, fit the pattern perfectly, it didn't accept it because some puzzle pieces were in different. It's like going to school. You need to
Right.
solve
Uh-huh.
everything exactly like teacher expects you. It doesn't matter if your answer is correct, and that sucks.
Okay. So you mean to say that as long as the shape is correct, it doesn't matter which pieces or how the pieces are put together to create that shape. And that doesn't happen
Yeah.
in that playground game that we sent you,
Yeah,
right?
and that is the big part of the fun. And that makes the validation also so much easier.
Okay,
Or the
that makes perfect
verification that puzzle is solved. Because only thing you need to find out that you don't have any bold unoccupied spots in the pattern area.
sense. Okay. I'm also taking down my notes here as I'm speaking to you, so there are many ways to create the same puzzle pattern, and all must be accepted. So I'm writing here, and I'll put this on the document too. As long as the
Okay.
shape created by the user is correct, there are many different ways to create the same puzzle pattern, and all must be accepted.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now that and is that all for the, you know, the introduction? How about the purpose?
Oh, the purpose.
So
Yeah, I
part one is
don't
mainly
understand what that purpose means here.
The part one is mainly descriptive. I mean, it doesn't offer a lot about how the game is essentially going to function. But if you'd like to have it written in a certain format, we could do that. Let me read through this real quick. The purpose of this document is to summarize the various aspects of the development of the. This document contains the core requirements of the web game that will be developed. The document includes overriding project game features and ideas. Yeah, I mean, essentially, I mean, it's, you know, but then again, like I said, it doesn't talk about the features, and the features come in on the part two. That's the web app general user. So I think the verbiage doesn't matter a lot here. I think let's
Okay.
focus on the, you know, the features, and let's skip to the header two that says web app general users, and tell me about this one. So the splash screen, I think you understand what the splash screen here implies, right?
Yeah. So So plus screen starts with the displaying application name and logo, which
Right.
is in irrational squares.
Right.
We also talked about that there would be something by underneath the like about the high walk ventures. That was also discussed in some of the calls. But
Sorry, what was that?
there's a high walk venture. That's the company that I started, and this irrational squares is just one of the products of that company.
Right, but the
So
game is going to be for that one company, right?
yes,
Okay.
so irrational squares, that should be on the top, really big, and underneath there should be by high walk ventures in coloration, or like high walk venture should be part of that blast screen.
Okay, can you send that name to Ali on Teamwork?
Yeah, he's had that. They did the logo and whatnot for it too.
Oh, he does, right? Okay, so whenever he sends the designs over, which is pending upon the approval of this document. So whenever the designs are done, you will see, as long as you send the logo and the name, they will show up on the splash screen. And how about this name that shows up on the top of the document, Irrational Squares? That sounds
Yeah.
new to me. So is that the name of the game?
Yeah, that is the name of the game.
Okay. And do you have a logo for this one as well?
Yep.
And you send that over to Ellie, right?
Yeah, and Ali is modifying it a little bit from my request also.
Okay. All right. So as long as Ali has that, and then, the splash screen will show the logos that you sent over, both the company logo and the game logo. And,
Yeah,
once the design comes out, sorry.
yeah, then again, it doesn't say it here, and if this supposed to detail for the developers how to do it, how do they know? This is not really describing the two logos or how they are arranged on the screen, on the plus screen. There's no sketch or anything thereof. So it's really only thing it says that there's a blast screen and
With the
really no
application name as
detail.
well.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about we say that, the splash screen displays the application's name and logo and company name and logo. And that's understood that, whatever name and logo you sent over for the application, that is Irrational Squares, and the company's name,
Yeah.
I'm still not sure how to spell that or pronounce that, but both these logos are going to show up on the splash screen is what
All
you're trying
right.
to say in the sequence that you explained.
All right.
Okay, let me take this down on here. Display. Okay, in the meantime, language is English, of course.
Yeah.
And coming to the next page, the sign up. Users will be redirected to the sign up or sign in screen from where they may opt to sign up. Doing so will redirect them to the sign up screen of the application. But otherwise, if they've already signed in, if they've already signed up, then sign in is necessary to use the application. In contrast, the users who are selected to sign in as a guest will be able to use the application without signing up for the application, but they won't be able to save their progress in the game. So, do you want the guest feature, or is that something that's
No,
already?
I don't want to guess the feature. I want all to be clean while they are in there, and the sign up sheet, I would want to know all the questions that there is asked in that sign up sheet, because there needs to be, I want to ask pretty much standard set of questions in the sign-up sheet, and they need to also do the disclaimer part and licensing agreement that I will make them accept, since I will be showing on my website user-generated content.
Okay, so disclaimer and licensing agreement. So there's two other things that need to go on the application. One of them is a, you know, is a requirement, is a mandatory requirement with the app stores. That is the privacy policy. So that is the verbiage we'd be needing from you. So privacy policy, disclaimer, and licensing requirements must be accepted when the user is signing up on the application the first time, right? Okay. And they'll also be
And
forward-packed linked, so you know, if they want to read it, then they can read it and, you know, check mark to confirm that they agree to it.
yeah, and I want to ask the emails and where they are, what country they are in, and phone number.
Email address.
Yeah, email address. Phone number and country.
So a lot of people, and we've studied this over time, a lot of people don't want to enter their phone number, or even if they have to do it, if it's mandatory, they kind of put the random number in there. So is that 100% needed? How would you be using it?
Well, that would be very useful if there is if they are playing the game with the mobile phone or smartphone or something like
Okay.
that. Maybe
So,
not. Doesn't really matter. But
one.
yeah, I need to have a way to contact them. At least the email address needs to be there.
Right, but I think we'd have to, if that information is necessary to you and you need the correct information for sure, then the, you know, the standard way to do that is, you know, there should be an OTP validation whereby, you know, when you enter the email and you enter the phone number, first you're sent a code to the email that you verify, and then you send a code to the phone number that needs to be verified as well. But that kind of delay, you know, prolongs the process of signing up. But, you know, so that's like the downside of it. But otherwise, if you need the exact details from everyone and you want to make sure they don't just enter some sort of gibberish in there, then they need to be able to verify.
Yeah, I would want to do that because I want it to be a safe platform.
Okay. Right. So since, you know, I'll talk to Ali about this. Since this isn't part of the scope, we'll figure this out and we'll come back to you. But I'll take this down right here, and Ali will mention this in the document as well. First and last name. Sorry.
Yeah, to me this is just part of the signing process and fields and columns in that table where the signing information is stored in the database.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying, you know, phone number and email address is not part of the scope. Of course, whatever you want to collect with the user, sign in and sign up is included. However, setting up an OTP verification that requires for, you know, for email verification, it requires for SMTP integration. We'll need one of the email addresses from you. That's from your domain name. Say, you know, if you have your domain as irrationalsquares.com, for example. So it's going to be somewhere like, you know, app or OTP at irrationalsquares.com. So we'll need to integrate the that. And for the phone number, we'll have to sign up for a Twilio account, Twilio or one of these services that needs to be integrated to the application to send out, you know, the unique token verification code every time a user signs up. So we'll walk you through that process. I mean, you know, but we need to start now because Twilio, we've had a, you know, bad experience recently whereby, you know, we had to go live with the client's app and, you know, Twilio has some new requirements come up. So anyway, I mean, it's good that we discussed this right now, and you know, we can start right off the bat with getting this in place. So Twilio and email and whatever we need, we'll let you know as soon as possible.
Okay.
Right? So
Yeah, and it's fine, but I want to know if it's in this first release or it will be in the later, but still you kind of have to plan it in when it goes live.
Yeah, so let me discuss this with Ali, and you know, I think it would be needed with the way you're telling me that you know this information would be helpful to you. So we need to make sure this information is entered correctly, right? The number is valid, the user has the number, access to the number, and the email address as well. So the only way to do that is the OTP verification. I'll discuss this with Ali, and you know, he's going to get back to you on this. Right? So first and last name, phone number, email address, and then you know, agreeing to the privacy policy disclaimer and licensing agreement will all be a part of the sign-up process, right? Okay,
That's
and
good.
do you need any other information from the user when they're signing up? Where they're located, you said, right?
Yeah, the country.
The country is again, you know, see, the user could select anything they like, but you know, in order to make this, you know, if you need the correct information, then you know, the best way to do this would be geolocation, the GPS location on the phone, and the user would be asked to turn on the GPS location. They have to go to their phone settings. They will be redirected from the game to their phone settings. They turn it on, and then they're back to the game. So that's the best way to go about that as well.
Yeah, we talked about that before, and you had some concerns around that too, of how accurate that should be, and
Well, the country is going to
so
be
if
100%
he can,
accurate.
yeah.
Right, so.
So how it could be used wrong way, if it shows exact house,
Yeah, but that
that's
was for
not
the
probably a
maps,
good
if you
idea.
remember. I mean, if you know, the maps we were talking about that we left out for the second phase, then, you know, that gives you like accurate location of your street and your, you know, your home address. That's not what we're trying to do here. So, you know, we just collect the, you know, we'll collect the location from the phone, and according to that, only the country, or even if you need the city, only the city and the country is going to be stored, and the rest of the information, the longitudes and the latitudes and the exact street address, all that is going to be discarded. Right? So
Okay,
we'll
very
set
good.
country and city.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. And GPS settings. Okay. Now, so is that all for the sign up, or would you need some other details from the user?
Yeah, I will need to discuss this with the team, but that's one thing that I requested in the initial call, to have some of these tables so that we could start figuring out what needs to be added on it.
You're talking about the database, right? Okay, yeah, so that's one thing I discussed with Ali, you know, before we hopped in this call. In fact, we had a meeting, a brief meeting on this earlier today. And I think he mentioned this on the welcome call as well, when you know, you requested these details. And then he mentioned this today as well, that a database is set up after, you know, we have a picture of what the game is going to look like and how it's going to function. Until now, we didn't even, you know, we hadn't even, you know, exactly finalized what the sign-up screen would need. So, you know, now that we have that figured, I'll talk to Ali, but he was saying that, you know, the database fields are actually something that, you know, the earliest we can get to that, or we can get you that information, is when we enter the development stage. So design needs to be completed, and that's how we know we can you know, imagine what the game would look like, and then using that, you know, once it gets to the developer, The developer is going to tell what fields are going to be in there, and that, you know, that of course comes at a later stage in the development process, in the you know, in the whole project process. Right? So that's something we've already noted, rest assured, and we will get back to you on this. It's just that, you know, this is something that's not figured upfront. We'll need to get to the development stage, and, you know, as soon as we go to the development and the design is finalized, we'll make sure to get you that information interactively. Right? So covered with the sign up, and moving forward, sign in, I think, is going to be simple. Either enter your email address or enter your password, and you should be able to log in, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Right, and then could you briefly read through the, you know, could you skim through the gameplay overview and the menu screen, and let me know what needs to be identified there?
Yeah, so there again, it goes a series of 30 pieces. Have, I don't know what series means. It's set of 30 pieces of puzzle. The entertainment, web-based tangram puzzles, irrational squares. Goal is to complete random shape. They are not random shapes. They are patterns from the puzzle library. So
Okay,
I don't know what.
this sounds demeaning to the shapes themselves, and I'll fix this for you. So yeah, give me a second.
I know that he's thinking it right, but I can't accept something like this.
Okay, that's all right. We'll fix this together. Series of 30, set of 30 pieces puzzles in the entertaining web-based puzzle game, Irrational Squares. The goal is to complete a random shape. So that's not a random shape, it's called a pattern.
Yeah, from the puzzle library.
Pattern. Right.
Or the same pattern from puzzle library.
Random. Okay. Okay, consider this fixed. And pattern from the
Yeah,
puzzle
and
library and, sorry?
Pieces inside the certain outline. It's
The shape.
the pattern
The pattern.
outline.
Right. Certain outline.
Rest of it is okay. So more fragmented the pattern is, easier it is. So if I have 30 tiny patterns on the board, you just need to put the shapes in the correct places. So that would be the easiest puzzle that I can make fit this this design. But yeah, it's okay. So menu screen, choices, new game, continue old game, or enter freestyle. Yeah, this is all.
Feedback. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's then it just says to upload the actual person, make their own form in the game when in freestyle. So that kind of leaves the important part out, that if they are playing the game in the freestyle mode and then they submit the pattern when they feel it's ready, that is one way to create the puzzle pattern. But this doesn't really mention that one at all. It just goes to the picture. So picture is when the real game would be played and player takes a picture and sends it to a web administrator, and then a web administrator or myself will be playing the same exact game in the freestyle mode and entering the puzzle pattern using the freestyle mode and just entering it in the puzzle library in the name of that person who sent that picture of the real game.
Okay, so we have like three options on the menu screen: the new game, continue to last game, or enter freestyle.
Yeah.
Freestyle is when, you create your own shape,
Yes.
right? And new game is when you solve someone else's shape from the puzzle library,
Yes.
right? Game is started with by clicking the new game button. The option to continue last game allows the user to resume what they left off. Additionally, the user can upload a picture of the actual puzzle and make their own forms in the game when in freestyle. I think it does imply the same, but if you could help me make the verbiage better, I can take it down. Because so new game is going to take you to the game library is, I think, one thing that we're missing out here.
Yeah.
But that should come under gameplay screen. So what exactly, again, once again, are we missing here, Kimo?
So differentiator between the freestyle and then uploading the picture of the actual puzzle. So this is kind of totally losing the freestyle mode when played in the web application.
So there's single way of creating a puzzle, not solving it, creating a puzzle, and where the user takes a picture of the shape and uploads that for the web administrator to set it up as a puzzle to solve. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And then in the freestyle mode, you can create the patterns just by hitting the submit button when they feel like the pattern is ready to be submitted.
Right, so freestyle would mean that, the user submits the pattern, the web administrator looks at it, and if they approve it, they create the pattern for that puzzle and upload that to the puzzle library.
Yeah, and there's a few details that go with it. So once they hit the submit, there needs to be asked few questions like what they would want to call the puzzle and what
Yeah, but
is
that's
there,
I
is it okay to use their name for it and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's not going to come on the menu screen, right? That's going to be showing up
All
on
right,
the
okay.
create puzzle screen or okay, we'll put
All
that
right,
there.
okay.
I think it should come under a gameplay screen. But as far as the menu screen is concerned, there's three options mainly. New game, continue last game, and I think rather than calling it freestyle, I think we could say submit a new puzzle or something like that, something that's more obvious for the user to understand that this is where you create a new game and not solve a puzzle.
Okay. Yeah,
What do you think?
it's fine.
Right, change freestyle. To submit new puzzle or submit a new pattern.
Yeah.
And then, whatever you're talking about, that I think should be covered in the gameplay screen. But if it's not, then
Oh,
we'll
okay.
do it. So let's read through that together. It says the player is shown an empty outline of a random, again, a random shape. Okay, so we'll need to fix that. Gameplay settings. So the player is shown an outline of a random shape. We'll change that to
Yeah, library pattern from the library, or
puzzle pattern from the library.
yeah.
Puzzle pattern selected from the library. Okay. And then, it's going to be if they choose the new game option. Okay. So yeah, if they choose a new game option, I think the first thing they will do is they'll be taken to the puzzle library and not the pattern directly. And they select a
Yeah.
pattern. They select a puzzle from there. Okay. Enter the puzzle library and select puzzle pattern approved by the admin. And then on the next screen, of course, they'll see on the gameplay screen the user, the player is shown an outline of the selected puzzle pattern Okay, and then it says a tray with 30 puzzle pieces, a combination of five distinct shapes is located on the top. So on the top there's a tray, or say on the bottom, however you'd like to keep it, there's a tray of the 30 pieces with five distinct shapes, and they're sitting there,
Yeah.
and you could pick from them and drag them to the puzzle shape and place them within the puzzle outline. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's another thing in this screen. Yes, so that tray is in the top left-hand corner. Square piece. I was sending kind of sketch about that one too. And then there is on the top right-hand corner, there would be information about the author of that puzzle.
Information about
And
the
then
what? I'm sorry.
about the author or whoever created that pattern.
Right.
And below that one would be what the pattern is called, and yeah, what the pattern is called, and where does it come from? Short description.
On the bottom gameplay screen, here we'll see we'll display. What do you call them again? The person who creates the pattern?
Author.
I'm sorry, how do you spell that?
Author, so it's like a
Author.
book author,
Oh, okay.
yeah.
I'm sorry. It'll display the author, the puzzle author.
Yeah, it's top right-hand corner, and just below that, there's a puzzle name and discuss.
Right. Up right corner. So when the user uploads on the freestyle, when they upload a shape, you want them to enter a name for the puzzle, and you want them to enter a description for the puzzle as well, right?
Yeah, so those are the things that once they hit the submit, they should know what to write there. I don't know anyone who would know what they actually doodled out before it's done.
So I think that the description is going to say, something like a French cat, right? If they've created a
Exactly.
cat in the puzzle, it's going to say a French cat, right? And that is going to show up in the outline of the puzzle anyway, so it wouldn't be a clue. But is there going to be like a separate name and then a description, or are they two different things, or is it just one?
I think it should be two different things because there's gonna be everybody's calling a cat a cat, and if it's doing something different, jumping cat or sitting cat or running cat or I'm
So
not
that's the
sure.
code name, right?
Cat after eating mouse. I don't know. It's you
Okay.
gotta have a little more options than just a name for it or description. Otherwise, there's gonna be so many of the same.
Right, and then you want to make sure the name is unique from the others that have already been uploaded.
Yeah, so it will need to have a number there anyway. So puzzle number, name and description, because
So on the top right
it would.
corner, it will display the puzzle author,
Yeah.
will display the puzzle name, puzzle description, and the auto
Puzzle ID
generator
or
puzzle ID. Yeah,
puzzle, yeah.
that is going to be auto generated, right?
Yeah, ID is gonna be auto-generated, yes.
Okay. Because you need to accept the puzzle ID, you need to collect the details from, the person when they're uploading on the freestyle side. The exact same information needs to be collected as well, for
Yes.
that to display here. So are all these fields going to be mandatory, or shall we keep the puzzle description as optional?
I think it needs to be mandatory because
Okay.
yeah, it needs to be mandatory. There's too many otherwise.
And how about the puzzle name? I mean, you said it has to be unique from the other. So let's say we already have a cat in there, and the other person then uploads a cat and names that a cat. The system should say that that name is already taken. Use a different name.
Yeah, so that I don't see that being necessary if we have a puzzle ID. So if you are searching in the library, you'll see cat, 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 but they are all different names and different shapes and different descriptions and different authors. So it should be still searchable, distinguishable from others, and the puzzle ID, that's the one that really
Right.
is able to differentiate between two puzzles.
So the puzzle name doesn't necessarily have to be uniquely identified, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So on the top left is going to be the shapes tray, showing the 30 shapes. The components are triangle, parallelogram. I don't know what this place, parallelogram. Okay. That's a misspelling here. And then
Yeah.
square, long rectangle, and then shorter rectangle. On the top right corner of the gameplay screen, it will display the puzzle author, puzzle name, description, and the auto-generated puzzle ID.
Yeah, so this component, there's 30 of them, and there's only three shape or five shapes. So anyway, that's kind of implied.
Yes, like if there's a triangle, so there's like four or five different kinds of triangles in the
Yes.
tray, and if it's a square, there's more than one, and that in total
Yep.
is going to be 30, right?
Yep. And
Okay.
they all need to be individually visible in that tray. That's why the tray was drawn in the sketches quite large, so that they all fit in there.
Okay. Right. And of course, the middle is going to be the mid is going to be where the shape outline is there, and you drag the shape, you drag
Yep.
a puzzle and drop that into the shape. Anything for the bottom that you need on the bottom?
Yeah, so bottom there was this line for the encouragement message, and like a act button, one button. There for player to press or acknowledge the message. It's not mandatory acknowledge, but that would be the encouragement message and part of our behavioral science part, encouraging people to be, not giving up, be more patient.
Okay, so like say four or five different encouragement messages that we have on the built into the game, and
Yeah,
every
well,
time you
there's
solve it, it shows a random encouragement message that we can use.
yeah, there's gonna be it needs to be part of the control panel. What was it called? Admin,
Yeah, the
super
admin.
admin panel to manage these messages and acknowledgements. And there we want to look at the time between the message coming up and acknowledgement and few other things, but that's its own table in the database again. But for the display, there is just message field and then the acknowledgement button with a little bit of the text, something like "Yes, I can," or something like that.
Okay, so you're saying that you want to have the ability to manage these encouragement messages and be able to add new messages and delete messages from the admin panel.
Yes.
Okay, and the button, are you going to manage the buttons as well?
Yes.
Okay. So on the admin panel side, the database is going to allow you to enter an encouragement message, like create a new message, and along with that, create the acknowledgement button. So you need to identify what the acknowledgement button is going to show in terms of text,
Yes.
and that's all, right? So it's going to be random. So with any puzzle, a random encouragement message from the ones you've entered on the back end are going to show up.
Yeah, and of course we would look at, well, I shouldn't say of course, but we're gonna look at how long they've been spending time with that puzzle and what's the time when we put the message up, what's the their reaction time when they are acknowledging them, if they are acknowledging it at all. But yeah, like I said, those would be all part of just the database part. So on
Is
the
there a
database side,
first?
when Yeah, so when we have a database, it's pretty easy to see and look at all that information. Right?
Yeah, I mean, but the timestamp and everything, that would take us a little too far from the scope. I mean, I understand that you need
Timestamps in the database, they are connected to every input and every output, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they need to be, the admin panel also has to be developed, right? So, it wouldn't just populate itself.
Okay,
Yeah.
so those times, they don't need to be in the admin panel, but the database still, they have the stamps there for the acknowledgements. So the database
So you're
would
going to be
have
managing
all
the
the
database.
timestamp information.
You're going to be managing the database from the admin panel itself, right? I mean, you're not going to be, getting into the database directly, because if you override any kind of information, I mean, it's just not recommended that you fiddle with
No,
the database.
we are probably just mining that database and create our own on top of it.
Right. So how we've planned it is, the database is, of course, going to be there, but to manage that database, you wouldn't have to get into the database itself. The admin panel is going to allow you to manage or edit anything that's in the database. So we need to define what fields you should be able to edit. So for the encouragement message, it's going to be, the encouragement message there, acknowledgement button.
Mm-hmm.
So you identify what text is going to show up, and along with that,
Yep.
what acknowledgement button is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all.
I think that's right. I don't want to confuse with the timestamps and everything, but that's just pretty easy to get to later on when we need it.
Okay. So we'll say that on the button, it's going to show the encouragement message with acknowledgement button, and this needs to be manageable from the admin panel, and it's going to be randomly assigned to randomly showing, randomly displaying.
Yeah, there is going to be logic to that later on, but for now, that's fine.
Okay, so for now, we'll just say it's going to be random. So, one encouragement message and one acknowledgement button is going to show up every time, a puzzle is pulled up from the library of puzzles. And
yep.
That's going to be manageable from the admin panel. So, okay. Now, is there anything else on the gameplay screen for the new game?
Nope. That would be it.
Okay, great. And so we'll divide this gameplay screen as well. It's all, mixed together into one paragraph, and that's probably why it doesn't make a lot of sense. But gameplay settings, gameplay screen, the first thing is going to be new game. Now let's figure the next one that is going to be continue the last game. Let me take this down real quick. The option to continue last game allows the user to resume where they left off. So they'll be taken to the last game they were playing before they closed the application, or before they, got distracted. So that's already mentioned on the menu screen, but I think we'll mention that under gameplay screen as well. And would you like to word this better, or is it self-explanatory just how it's written under menu screen?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
It's this on the menu screen. We described what the continue last game button is going to do. It says the option to continue last game allows the user to resume where they left off. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Continue last game. Okay, and then we have freestyle. We'll call that submit a new pattern now. And
Okay.
when the user taps on this pattern from the menu screen, the first thing, in my opinion, that they should see is either to submit it from their, they'll see two options, either to go to the phone gallery or to go to the phone's camera if they want to take a picture right away. Is that correct? Or even before, they see
So
the
if they
screen.
want to, yeah, if they want to, if they are playing a real game, the picture is only one they need, and then they can submit that one to the web admin. And if they are playing on the app, they can just create the pattern right in the app and then submit the pattern to admin.
Okay, so either they submit a picture of the real game, and that's going to be from their camera, right? Okay, option one is going to be submit an image from the phone camera. And they need to see the instructions, like you mentioned last time, on how to take the picture, correct? Do you have like a sketch for that as well? I mean, what you exactly want to show on the instruction screen?
I can put that together. It just needs to show all the puzzle pieces and be from directly from the top, so that pattern is clearly visible.
Right. I'm thinking of this as, how you take the picture of your credit card, or you take the picture of the check if you want to deposit
Oh,
that
that would be
online.
awesome. Yeah.
So, it's going to open the camera for you, but then it's going to show you an overlay of, the borders within which you have to place your shape before you take the picture. And then, if you want to put down some kind of verbiage on the top or bottom, you can just let me know, and we'll add that there as well. But more like an overlay frame that's going to show up, that tells you, the space within which you have to keep your puzzle in order to take the picture. Yeah. Submit an image from the
Sounds
phone
good.
camera. Option two is going to say, it's going to be where you solve the puzzle within the game, within the app, and then you submit it, right? So that the gameplay for that is going to look similar to the gameplay screen for the new game, right? So you have 30 a tray of 30 pieces on the top, and of course the right side information, the top right information, is still not generated. It's not going to show the name or the author or anything, but then it's going to show you like a blank screen that you can use to create the puzzle. Now, how do you verify, because now there's at this point there's no shape within the game, right? They're creating a new shape. So how do you make sure that they have, they've put together, they've what the say the border of one piece of the puzzle is aligned with the border of the second piece of the puzzle?
I wouldn't. That comes later. I don't want to delay any of this because of that. So I will take a look at these before I submit them and fix the patterns if they need any fixing, and then communicate with whoever created it so that we can still put their name on it.
Right, so the name is going to be, it's going to be automatically fetched. So if someone submits a game, you get it on the back end, a puzzle, you get it on the back end, you fix it if you have to, and then when you approve it, it's going to show up with the name of the person that submitted the pattern in the first place. Is that how it is?
Yes, exactly. But if it's something weird or something is wrong or off and I notice it, I will fix it and just ask their approval and then submit it on their name, of course.
Okay. So give me 1 second here. So submit a new pattern. So now there's only one option where they submit an image from the phone camera. It's going to open. This is going to open camera, the phone camera with instructions overlay. Going to open the phone camera with instructions overlay and the user is going to take a picture. It will be, they'll be shown a prompt saying, does it look correct? If they say yes, more like a confirmation. So if it looks good, the picture, they submit it. If not, then they'll be taken back to the camera and they'll be asked to take the picture once again. So this is
Perfect.
going to open the camera, phone camera with instructions overlay, and the user is going to take a picture. The captured image shown to the user with prompt. Does this image look all right? And with options, options yes or no. Yes, go ahead, or no. Take me back to the camera, or say no, I'd like to take a picture again. And if they select yes, if they select no, they're going to go back to no, would take them back to redirect them to camera and discard the picture that they've already taken. Yes, it's going to take them to the screen where they still see the picture and they're required to enter the name description. The author's name is going to be fetched automatically. The puzzle ID is going to be auto-generated. So the name, description, and I think that's it. That's all they want to enter when they're submitting the puzzle, right?
Yep, I think so.
Name. Enter description. And when they enter this, and this is these are going to be mandatory fields, like you mentioned. And when they enter this, and they will be prompted to submit. Submit to admin for approval. So they know that it's not going to show up or populate on the app directly. It's going to go through the admin for approval. And so, and the next thing they see is a confirmation screen saying, your puzzle is submitted to the admin, to the administrator. And what do we tell them about the next steps? I mean, how soon should they expect to see their puzzle live on the game?
Yeah, probably 2 weeks,
24 hours.
15 days, something like that. I want to stress myself out solving all those puzzles.
Okay. All right, so let's say 7 days, good enough.
Sure,
Okay.
sure.
Submit it to the administrator, and then it shows your puzzle will be approved or rejected within the next 7 days. Is that it? So it says,
yeah,
your puzzle is submitted to the administrator. Your puzzle will be approved or rejected within the next 7 days.
Yep, that's perfect.
Do you want to say something like, you know, when the puzzle is approved? Or we could say, you know, keep an eye out, or something like, you know, keep checking the puzzle library to see.
Yeah, so they I need to probably let them know how I'm going to inform them that it's approved.
Yeah.
So they email, they will see, they see the email once the puzzle is approved.
Approval
okay. email or something like that.
Okay, your puzzle will be approved within the next 7 days. You'll receive an email. When your puzzle is live, the puzzle library, or is rejected.
Yep.
Right? Okay. So they see the confirmation screen that the puzzle has been submitted. So that's it for the freestyle, right? Now the puzzle is submitted.
Yep.
They're taken back to the menu screen, or if that's too rudimentary, then, you know, they're taken back to the puzzle library, where they can now start solving some puzzles in the meantime.
yeah, they can go to the menu screen. The menu screen is just fine because they probably haven't finished all the puzzles they started in the first place.
Redirected to the menu screen. Okay. Okay, so that's done. I think we've covered the gameplay. Are we missing something?
Yeah, that was quite a bit already.
Okay.
I think we are much better shape now.
Now, placing the pieces from the tray, players drop, drag and drop puzzles, pieces onto the outline of the shape. To fit inside the outline of the shape, pieces can be flipped or rotated. Now, this needs to be better detailed. So I think the first line is correct, right? The first sentence, from the tray, players drag and drop pieces onto the outline of the shape.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to fit inside the outline of the shape, pieces can be flipped or rotated.
Mm-hmm.
These options are... Okay, yeah, so just what I was thinking. So, you know, we were kind of missing something, and this is it. So these buttons for flip and rotate should be on the gameplay screen as well, right? Ideally on the bottom, say just above the encouragement message. It should say, you know, when this piece is selected and you hit rotate 90 degrees, or you say rotate 45 degrees, how many options do you need for rotation and flip, by the way? Say 45 degrees clockwise?
No, it needs to be much finer than that. I think every 5 degree increment should be enough.
But then, like, we'll have like, a lot of options. I mean, that's probably going to make it about 360 divided by 5.
Yeah, but like in that Tangram Master puzzle, that's what makes it doable. It's not like the mass playground where there's a 45-degree increment and you need to keep clicking that thing and it's only rotate one side. But in the Tangram Master, you have a wheel that you can rotate it probably much greater than 5% increment. So it's probably more like 1 or 2%, but 2 degrees. So I think 5 degrees should cover most of it.
So with the math playground example, I'm looking at it right now. So, you know, you have to tap on the piece.
Yeah,
And that rotates the piece to, I think it does it every, I guess, 45 or something. But you say it should be 5 degrees.
it can't be a tapping function. It needs to be some wheel or something, just like in the Tangram Master example.
Tangram Master, is that on the app stores, or is that on the
Yeah, it's in the Google Playground. Tangram Master by Little Bear Production. There's very few Tangram games that really function properly, and that's the one that does.
Okay, I'm trying to look at it right now. The only thing I'm thinking here is that it's a mobile app game, and a wheel would make better sense in a mobile app. It wouldn't be extremely functional when you're using it with a cursor, with a mouse, on the web app.
Yeah, it works. That's how all the CAD programs do it. Or 3D CAD programs. There's a wheel that you rotate it.
And then how about the flip option? Is that going to be some sort of a...
Yeah, it's just a button.
Flip
And there's only parallelogram requires a flip. Everything else is just fine without a flip.
vertical. Okay. And this needs to go on the gameplay screen, right? The one we were discussing where you told me on the bottom it's going to be the encoded.
Yeah, I would put that somewhere on the gameplay plate area, probably there right below the tray, so that when you pick the part from the tray, you drag it over, and then you can pick either the rotation or the flip it there before you drag it in its place. Drag the part in its place.
Okay, so on the gameplay area, the shape outline of the puzzle and rotating, flipping options are displayed. Rotate is going to be a wheel . Okay, so for rotate or flip to apply to a shape, it needs to be selected. The shape either needs to be selected or it needs to be dragged to the gameplay area.
Yeah, the Tangram Master is a very good example of the functionality.
Okay, I'll look at it. Shape. Shape needs to be selected.
I think rotating wheel in the Tangram Master goes with the part when you are dragging it around. It doesn't have to. It's
I'm sorry about
convenient
that.
though. Yeah, the rotating wheel actually goes with the part, so it shows at the same time what part is selected and how you can rotate it. So it's kind of convenient location for the wheel.
Within the gameplay screen, right?
Yes. You need
Okay.
to pick the part that you are moving. So, you know, at the same time, you are moving that part when the rotating wheel is over that part, and then you can rotate it at the same time.
Right, but then when it's a wheel and it's dragged to rotate the shape, the wheel is dragged to rotate the shape, then I think the 5% increment becomes it becomes futile because it becomes redundant because you know this, then you could move it any direction without the 5%. You could even move it 1, 2, 3% as long as the shape is you know it you know to flip to rotate it. Exactly according to how you need it, right? Or do you still need the
Yeah,
5% increment?
I do. I do need the 5% in increment because many of these patterns that you create in the freestyle mode, the pattern really relies on the precise angle of the puzzle pieces, and they are not all connected perfectly together.
Rotation wheel is dragged to rotate shape. Wheel will work in 5-degree increments. Okay, and so let me get back to the document now. So within this header that says placing the pieces, we'll mention all that. We've we'll mention about the how the flip and rotation is going to work, but otherwise it says from the tray, players drag and drop pieces onto the outline of the shape. To fit inside the outline of the shape, pieces can be flipped or rotated. And now we'll add here that for rotate or flip to apply to a shape, the shape needs to be selected. Rotate is this option is going to be a rotation wheel that is dragged to rotate the shape. Wheel will work in 5 degrees increments.
Okay, sounds good.
Right. With flip, we'll have the options for flip horizontally and flip vertically, right?
It's just a flip. They can rotate it afterwards. It's just gotta be mirror image for the parallelogram.
Okay, just a flip. So is
Yeah.
that's going to be 180 degrees flip, right?
Yeah. Just so that it's a mirror image of the original part.
Okay, right. So the other option is flip, and then comes the validation. So is there something else that you're missing within the placing the pieces?
No.
Okay. And then comes the validation. The player submits the puzzle for validation after placing every piece. A golden shadow outline will run down the border to indicate that the pieces are correctly placed if they are. Once the player completes a level, a congratulations message and some confetti are shown with some sounds. Should it be inaccurate, the player must adjust.
So that is the one that players should not have to be submit anything if they are solving somebody else's puzzle. So right away, when there's no any bald spots in the pattern, puzzle should be considered solved, and it Funfair, Supreme.
Okay, just going back to the same thing you mentioned at the start, that as long as the shape is created, how it's created doesn't matter, and there's more than one ways the shape can be made, right? Okay.
Just the area needs to be completely covered.
So I'll say for validation happens automatically when air fills pattern the outline, the shape pattern with all the pieces, the puzzle pieces.
Yep, that's correct.
And the puzzle will be marked as solved.
Salt, yeah.
And when it's solved, and once the player completes a level, I think it should say once the player has completed a puzzle, a congratulations message and some confetti are shown with some sounds. Now, you were saying something about the confetti. You probably don't want that, right? You want something
No,
like.
it's everywhere. The same confetti in every app that you play.
Okay, how about fireworks?
That's great.
Okay, we'll keep it as fireworks then, and a congratulations message. Do you want to
Yes.
put that on the document as well? What exactly is it going to be?
Yeah, it will be one of those messages that we want to manage at least later on. But congratulatory message is I think we would want to manage the congratulatory message also, because this game is not easy and it should not be the same message every time.
Okay, so I'll talk about the legwork required to make these manageable, but if it's too much, then how about we keep 10 or 12 different congratulatory messages right off the bat, and those are built into the code,
Yep,
so
that's
one of
fine.
them shows up every time, right?
Yep.
So we'll say about 10. We'll say a congratulations message and some fireworks now. Shown with some sounds. You want to keep some sounds as well, right?
Yep.
Keep the level, the congratulations message, congratulatory message. Second. Okay, and then it says, should it be inaccurate, the player must adjust. So there's nothing like inaccuracy. The game is going to be unsolved until
Yeah,
the pattern is completed. So nothing like inaccurate in there, right?
exactly.
Okay. I'll say, just to be more clear, I'll say the game or the puzzle is incomplete until the shape, the puzzle shape is filled with all the pieces. Okay, that explains. So I'll read this back to you and let me know if I'm missing something. So for validation, the header validation Phase validation happens automatically when the player fills the pattern with all the puzzle pieces, and the puzzle will be marked as solved. Once the player
Yes.
completes a puzzle, a congratulatory message and some fireworks are shown with some sounds. The puzzle is incomplete until the puzzle shape is filled with all the pieces. The only thing I've deliberately missed here is that, how many congratulatory messages do we have, or how do they show up? And that's something for the admin panel. For the user side, it
Okay.
just needs to say there's a congratulatory message that's going to show up, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we'll put that there, and we'll go to my profile. In this section, users will be displayed with their profile information in the following manner: profile picture, which is editable, full name. So email address and phone numbers are,
Yeah, I will need the email address there to know where to contact when they are trying to submit stuff. Hello, Mike. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Kimo, Anuj here from Accordius. You remember we discussed regarding a position of RF engineer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the other line on the call.
Okay. So yeah, my manager was trying to connect with you. So should I ask him to give you a call now?
Yeah, maybe at before 6 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah, he'll give you a call in now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Yep.